Or something.
Ivan, I presume.
That is correct. How are you doing, Thomas?
Oh, wonderful. So, I have a couple questions. The first is, what we did a couple days ago where we changed, I don't know, keywords or whatever we did, does it kind of reset the propagation game? You know what I mean?
No, I'm sorry. Are you talking about maybe the algorithm for the Google Apps? I'm sorry?
Oh, whatever. So, whatever we did, okay, we made some sort of change, right?
That's correct. We added some new keywords to...
Okay, so we changed the keywords. I'm wanting to know if doing so resets the whole propagation of the campaign. And the reason I ask is we made the changes. I had received like one or two clicks at that point. There's like a $5 spend. I don't know what it was. And now there's seemingly really no change, like in activity. Like there's a couple more clicks, but they're about granite and stuff like that, stuff I don't really want to focus on. So what I'm kind of saying is there doesn't appear to be much activity still.
Understood. So basically, we requested these changes on the 31st, just a few days ago, right? So yes,
a few days ago.
Mm-hmm, so it does take a little bit of time for them to reflect on the actual Google Apps, and actually it's normal because it does take time to reflect on the Google Maps as well, right? So let me go ahead and see if maybe I could try to speed up the process. But you're
No. That's not what I'm after. What I'm after are answers. I just want to know.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to know if every little change I make to my website stops the like propagation of everything new. Okay.
Definitely, I understand.
Well, does it?
Not for the website, but yes, for the Google Apps, right? So, for example, when we make changes to the website, it doesn't take too long for them to actually reflect or start noticing changes. But if it's something more to Google Apps, then the answer would be yes. It does take time for them to actually, let's say, see the resolution or reflect changes as well.
Okay, so let's just say I make radical changes to, say, the description and the keywords, right? Right?
Okay.
And how long, what happens? What's the machinations? Does it go to Google for a human to approve, or does it just happen?
I believe right now they're actually using AI to approve everything, unfortunately, so it does take about a good 48 hours for that to occur.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Yeah, okay. So I'm going to make those radical changes. I need to now know how I should do that. Should I email it to your tech support team or what?
That could definitely be the best solution to take right now, right? And this is mainly changes that you're looking to make, let's say, the whole entire account, right? Or is it maybe just the website, for example?
What do you mean the entire account?
Well, for example, right, you might want to make other changes as well, right? So I just want to make sure, what kind of changes are you looking to make?
Okay,
right?
So yeah, these would be all web-related, like keywords, photos, verbiage, the description.
Okay, perfect. So yes, if you have something set up already by email, it would be a great reference, right? You can send that in right away and we'll direct it right over to our My Site team. As well, if you feel that maybe it's best to talk to someone directly about these changes, then
I just want whatever is going to expedite everything.
Okay.
And
yeah,
so if I just put it into a single email, will they immediately turn around and do it?
That's correct. They should definitely see the email, and it shouldn't take longer than 24 to 48 hours to make the adjustments on the website.
Okay. So, and then it's another 48 hours after that,
that's
right?
For the changes to be made. It could be.
Okay. So here's my MO, dude. It's the Easter weekend. You know, it starts right now, Thursday. This might be just perfect. I got, you know, 48 plus, you know, it's like 72 hours. If I submit everything now, 72 hours from now, conceivably, according to what you say, it'll start to propagate. It'll get out there.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So what email address should I send that to?
I would recommend to send it directly to our support team. Give me a second.
Yeah, what is that email address?
It's support@locosplash.com.
And should I address it to any specific person or anything, or would I put in the subject line?
On the subject line, I'll go ahead and just put, I would say website or my site.
My site, that's it?
That's correct. They'll understand that it's definitely for your website. That's typically what we use to refer to the website.
Okay, so if I just, do I need to reference my website, Cragen.com?
No, as long as you send the email directly from the one that we have here, I believe it's Tom, is that correct?
Okay, yes, yes.
It's going to connect automatically.
Okay. Okay. Okay, well, you've answered my questions. I'm just going to get all over it.
Okay, perfect. I'll wait for your messages, and we'll let you know as soon as we get it. Basically, we'll respond to it. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for the callback, Ivan. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.